This is Daguerreus Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is two, 3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreus. This is flyer number 0B2, part 4, entitled Masculism 101. Description. This flyer is a 2023 update of flyer number 0B. It was used for the first Masculist interview I gave to a non-manosphere and to a mixed-gender public in the world. As its title suggests, it is a summary, 101, of the main ideas of masculism for people who are ignorant of the topic. Carrying straight on. Women sexually selected men to be toxic. Men are taller, bigger, stronger, fiercer, and smarter than women because women sexually selected men to be like that. Taller, bigger, stronger, fiercer men were better able to defend their woman against other men, especially against male warriors of enemy tribes. Women evolved to be sexually attracted to male brutes who increased the odds of their woman remaining alive and reproducing. Women sexually selected men who were smarter than them because such men were better hunters and hence were more sexploitable by women. Women want to mate with superior men to obtain the superior DNA from such men for their kids so that their kids have superior DNA than their mothers. This female instinct to mate up is called hypergamy, and all women have it. Causes of the patriarchy. Masculist scientists claim that the patriarchy has two main causes. 1. Female hypergamy. 2. GMV, that's greater male variance. Men are smarter than women because of female hypergamy. Superior intelligence naturally rises to the top. Since men are smarter than women on average and a lot more aggressive and ambitious, men naturally rise to the top and occupy the top jobs. Variance is a statistical term that measures how spread out scores are over a whole population. Men have only one X chromosome in their cells, and women two. The Y male chromosome is much smaller than the X chromosome, so many of the genes in the male X chromosome are expressed, that is, used, that are not expressed in female cells due to the dominant gene of one of the female X chromosomes switching off the corresponding recessive gene on the other female X chromosome. There are many more recessive genes than dominant genes, so males express a greater variety of genes than females do. So at the top end of the performance scales, males inevitably dominate. All male traits are sexually selected by females. If a woman dislikes some trait in a man, she refuses to mate with him. Women have always had a monopoly over reproduction, since it is the woman who decides which man gets to ejaculate inside her to get her pregnant. Third wave feminists bitterly complain about certain traits in men, for example, male toxicity, the patriarchy, etc., that women largely created. It's this kind of fluffy feminist irrationality that masculist scientists sneer at and aim to crush with blistering masculist scientific attacks against it. Masculist scientists have little patience with isolated, innumerate, PC-oriented, monoconscious, fluffy feminists and do not take them seriously, dismissing them as 21st century peasants and attacking such feminist ignorance wherever and whenever these masculist scientists come across it. Women are about to lose their two traditional monopolies. Women have always had their two traditional monopolies over men, that is, their vaginas and their wombs. Thus, men have always been forced to be nice to women because men want to penis women. On the whole, men don't respect women as a sex due to women's grossly inferior performance track record when it comes to building, creating, and inventing societies. Women have always been parasites of men that way. Women couldn't hunt, plow, nor fight. Men saw women as useless and were only tolerated for their traditional monopolies, that is, as speaking bluntly, fuckholes, baby factories, and child raisers, which are obviously essential but not status worthy, since, again speaking bluntly, quote, any woman can fuck and raise kids. But women are about